Our first reading is about the Lord making all things new. It's from Revelation 21 and 22. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea is no more. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell in a tabernacle with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, their God. And God shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, neither mourning nor crying, neither shall there be distress any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, bright as crystal, going forth from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of her street and of the river, on this side and on that, was the tree of life, bearing 12 fruits, according to each and every month, rendering its fruit. And the leaves of the tree were for a cure for the nations. We also read from the heavenly doctrine about how all the things of the natural world represent the Lord and regeneration. In the world, regeneration is represented by various things, as by the blossoming of all things on earth in spring, and by the gradual development of the blossoms even to the fruit. Also by the growth of every tree, shrub, and flower from the first warm month to the last. It is also represented by the progressive ripening of all kinds of fruit from the earliest germ to the end of the process. Then again, by morning and evening showers, and by dews, at the coming of which the flowers open, while they close at the approach of the darkness of night. Also by the fragrance from gardens and fields, by the rainbow in the cloud, by the resplendent colors of the dawn, and in general by the continual renewal of everything in the body by means of the chyle and the animal spirit, and consequently by the blood. The purification of the blood from exhausted material and its renewal and seeming regeneration are perpetual. If we turn our thoughts to the more insignificant things on earth, an image of regeneration is presented in the wondrous transformation of the silkworm and other worms into nymphs and butterflies, and of still other kinds, which after a time are provided with wings. To this may be added still more trifling matters, as the desire of certain birds to plunge themselves into water for the sake of washing and cleansing themselves, after which they return as warblers to their songs. In a word, the whole world, from what is first to what is last in it, is full of representations and models of regeneration. All things in the universe, both in general and in particular, represent the Lord's kingdom, insomuch that the universe, with all its constellations, atmospheres, and three kingdoms, is nothing else than a kind of theater representative of the Lord's glory that is in the heavens. In the animal kingdom, not only man, but also each particular animal, even the smallest and lowliest, is representative. Take, for instance, the little creatures that creep on the ground and feed on plants. These, when the time for their wedding is at hand, become chrysalises, and presently, being supplied with wings, they soar from the ground into the atmosphere, their heaven, and there enjoy their delight and their freedom, playing together and feeding on the best parts of the flowers, laying their eggs, and thus providing for a posterity. And being then in their state of heaven, they are also in their beauty. Everyone can see that these things are representative of the Lord's kingdom. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.